I have other sources to quote and to show you of big churches that have had an awakening, an epiphany, and realized what the error of their ways were and have charted a new course. I will bring those to you later on. Something is wrong with a philosophy that relegates God and His Word to a subordinate role in the church. It is clearly unbiblical to elevate entertainment over biblical preaching and worship in the church service. Somebody say amen. Sadly, though, some actually believe that their salesmanship can bring people into the kingdom of God more effectively than a sovereign God. This is a philosophy that has opened the door to worldliness in the church. Now let me read you a scripture. See how sharp a contrast there is when you open the Bible. Actually read the Bible. Romans chapter 1 and verses 18 through 20 in the New International Version. Subtitled, God's Wrath Against Mankind. Oh, I'm sorry. Have I offended you? God may actually be angry? Ooh, I thought He was a benevolent being. God loves everybody. God would never send anybody to hell. Maybe we need to get acquainted with God. I mean, you that have kids, if your kids looked at you as a benevolent, you remember last Sunday, I used the quote? We don't really want a God the Father in heaven. We want a benevolent old grandfather who's half senile. Just wants everybody to have a good time. Everybody go home happy. Seriously, the kind of God that is presented in many of our churches today is that kind of a God. Bless me, bless me, bless me. Don't deal with my sin though. But it is your sin that hurts you. How would you like a doctor? You go to a doctor, and the doctor, he's a benevolent old half-senile grandfather, and he says to you, oh, I just love you, honey, honey, honey. You say, I hurt here, doc, I hurt here. He says, well, oh, okay, honey, I love you, I love you, I love you. Here, here, go home and be blessed. Are you going to keep going to that doctor? You're sick, you're hurting. You're going to go to a doctor who tells you, honey, you're about 200 pounds overweight. You need to lose some weight. No, you ain't going to go back to that doctor. You know what that guy told me? But if you want to be helped, you know, sometimes you go to a doctor and he says, we're going to have to lance that thing. We're going to have to take out the knife. We're going to give you a shot. Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold everything. I had a little mole on my cheek right here. Little mole. Went to the doctor. Cancer. Going to take that thing off. Okay. I go to the doctor. He puts me under anesthetic. I'm figuring 30 minutes to an hour, Pastor Allen. You know, I'm in and out. Okay. I go in there and he shoots that thing with Novocaine and he comes back and he cuts some out. I just hate that sound. It's a bad sound cutting your flesh. You can hear it. And so he cut it out and he says, now I'm going to take this and put it in the lab and we're going to check it, Genevieve, to see if there's any cancer cells on the outer edge of it. If there is, we're going to have to take a little more. Okay. All right. So he comes back a little while later. There's some more there. We're going to have to take a little more. And so I'm just going to spread out a little farther. And he cuts a little more. Now I'm going to take this and put it under the microscope and check it out and everything and see if there's any cancer cells in the outer rim of it. If there is, we'll have to take a little more. Time he got through taking a little more, this little mole that wasn't even the size of a fingernail, a little fingernail, he took out a chunk of my cheek the size of a quarter and probably an eighth of an inch deep. And he had the nerve to take a mirror and show me what he had done. As if I wanted to know. After I looked at it, I felt like saying, Doc, next time, don't want to know. So he said, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull some skin from over here this direction toward the front of your face, because this is kind of toward the front of your face. He said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull it toward the back of your face so it won't be so noticeable. And then I'm going to take a little skin graft from down here and I'm going to lap it up over that and cover it up. He said, in a year or so, you won't even hardly notice it. Well, I got about 6 months to go and I'm going to find out if I still notice it, huh? It's still there for me. But the point is, I went to that doctor even though he had to cut on me. It was either get the cancer out or die of it. Listen, sin is a cancer, folks. And leaving people with their sin doesn't help them, no matter how good you try to make them feel. The truth is, the sin is destroying their life.